Blog Talk Radio.
Got some gas, nigga, roll up, ayy.
Fly nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down, cause my bank on. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan. I be jiggin' with a beeper, hit the payphone. Get it in with my meager, split the pesos. Might need you for the neck, but I don't chase hoes. I can get you for the checks, I want the bank rolls. Your bitch gon' eat the D, I call it Mickey D's. All this water on my neck, I'm drippin' VVs. Put the ice up on my wrist and we're in a D3's. Had to pull up in that Benz, I'm going D3's. Like my nigga can't five, I tell him B's. My cousin banging for the five, he banging big B's. But my homies from the other side, I don't bang cause they bang for me otherwise. Fly nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan.
She think I love her, I'm just gassing like Valero. Hop in the coupe with a bird, she's a sparrow. Niggas mad cause I keep shooters like LaMelo. Don't be mad, your niggas softer than some pillows. See what some pointers in your ear, bitch, these igloos. And what I spent on the chain caused a ice age. She just tryna kick it, I ain't Luke Kane. Big Bentley whipping, talking Moose Sane. Big nigga drip, make a sucker than the colonist. Door close itself, all I do is press a button it. Bought a B&B, cause that's what I felt like fucking it. Louis V, duffel, yeah, them racks, we be sucking.
Nigga clap, do the soldier, yeah. She throw it back, I'm like, hold up, yeah. Hey, in the cream soda, eh. Got some gas, nigga, roll up, eh. Fly nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank long.
Alright, bet. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap. In the trap, you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe. That's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there, couple of holes, a sippin' beer. switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Find the senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Yeah, love, yeah. I'm all here by myself. Just staring. Listen, I don't know what you do to me. Wait, it's so incredible.
You got me staring at this phone.
At this phone.
And I can't wait till you get home.
Haven't called
too much.
I'm still thinking about the night you took off.
Damn.
I know I'm supposed to be a man to stay bottled up, but you got me feeling all alone, baby, not like us.
No.
I gotta go out there and find you and just remind
yes.
you how we fell in love in front of sound.
Yes.
You told me how I realized when you were gone. Now I see what you've been talking about this whole time. I can't lose you, baby, you my other half. Now I'm in the house looking at these damn photographs. Life goes on, that's what I had told you.
Dang.
I should've been smart and say, baby, let me hold you. At this
phone,
and I can't
wait till
you get home.
Get me home,
see,
being
alone,
trapped up on myself,
All
up in the zone.
Dang.
Your body got some features,
yeah.
We love your receiver.
Ooh.
I feel your frequency on my radio receiver.
So
love you in the spot right now, feeling hot right now, waiting on me to kill that twat right now. Yeah, it's going down for all of your pleasure.
All
my niggas hella good, something you couldn't measure.
Nah,
I'm trying to hit the spot with a long night of pleasure. You're back in love spot,
what?
It's always getting wetter.
I wanna know why the
got it, it's so breezy. Cause I wanna watch how my wrist that shine so breezy. Back up, give me some room while I take what's mine. Doesn't matter, I'll still get it cause I'm just that fly. Now it ain't easy being a rough chick, but I'm just that tough shit to deal with these low class budget ass bum bitches, yeah. Got class with the sass, I'm not fast in the ass, but I get what I want when it's time to get crunk, bitch. Ayo, I'm looking for that shorty that's gon' come out with the pockets and buy the hypnotic. While I'm in the cut watching, there is no stopping. The clock is tick-tocking, so you know who I'm robbing. So now, it's time to leave, ain't no reason to get mean. He gotta toss some greens before he get in these jeans. He could do all his D's and smoke all his trees. I don't need the other shit to satisfy the queen needs. Cause I don't speak no Spanish. I don't speak no Spanish. I don't speak none of that Espanol. One day my heart went cold. I don't speak no Spanish. None of that Espanol. My heart still cold. That great balls of fury, I'm about to feed the need. Pay attention, you about to witness glory. Is you listening? I'm different compared to these six. The rap game needs a new look. I'm the beast, bitch. I don't spit about them guns I got. I don't spit about shit that's hot. I don't spit about the dick I lock. I don't spit about the chicks I pop. I don't spit about some shit that's not real. I'm too humble. I do spit about the shit I got. I do spit about the shit that's hot. I do spit about the dick I lock. I do spit about the chicks I pop. Next subject. I don't think
Smack Man, Nino, Mook, I see you. Paper gang, I got it. Yup, she said she want me. Find me through the crowd. Bring a pack of woods, bitch, I only blow loud. Higher than a jet plane, staring at the clouds. Beat the pussy up, lay her ass down. Said she want me, cause a nigga cool. Said she want the red bottom just to match the truths. Wanna go overseas, visions of a cruise. Said she want a winner cause the other nigga lose. I pull up in the club, in the baddest whip. Hop out, twist my fitted round and bag it, bitch. The rest of her ladies getting it free. There's more down wearing bottles up in VIP. Chill, ma, just come and hit the dance floor. Take two more shots, baby, and dance more. She said, JB, I am drunk. She got a basketball ass, and that's my cue to slam dunk. I'm trying to throw it off the glass 360 with bad boy when I'm in the pussy. Think Diddy hitting. I made sure it's the rock left. She riding my dick like a bike. She bending my whole
she
cock left.
She said she want bean. She want to get sauce. Want to fuck with the team. Want to fuck with the boss. She said that she want it. 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 She said she want bean. She want to get sauce. Want to fuck with the team. Want to fuck with the boss. She said that she want it. 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 She said that she want it.
Yo, one thing surviving this hood is keep your mouth shut. She gotta be a lady in the streets and the house slut. Nigga, I move well, I'm on a paper trail. You can't hold me down long, I'ma make the bell. I only roll with real niggas that hate to tell. Me grabbing a blunt's the only way I take a L. I let my goons off the leash if I break a nail. El Nino, catch me in that wide body. Your bitch, she a hottie, I let her slide me down. The only time you come out is when the cops around. I make it rain, anywhere I stand is flooded. Broke ass niggas can't maintain a budget. I'm on the roof, horoscope on a long snipe. And if you call that fly, you on the wrong flight. All the malls bright, you see me shining good. Cherry coupe looking like Lil Red Robin Hood.
Cool. She wanna roll with me, if he pull out the truck and she gotta fuck the team. Loud mouth bitch, always ask to make a scene. Pull out my dick, tell that bitch to taste the cream. My team bout to green, your team on the bench. Drop top, big body, calling nonsense.
He won't spend a dime, he won't spend a cent.
Money, fucks his dick right, and she coming off the bench.
I hit the trap, and I put in work for him for a long nose, and put him in the dirt. Yes, he looking bad, but I ain't seen my status. I fucked him one time, and put it in the gold bladder. Swag on Saturn, and every time I spit, it's on a nigga Facebook status. I'm playing John Madden, smoking on a genie that you seen in Aladdin. To me, he a has-been, he's gassing my trap, some 4-4 with a Mac-10. Hit a break on fragments, nigga, cause I be on my shit, miss it down with the pip, with the eye, and I'm flying, the fire's long, play jackass and die like Ryan Dunn. I'm in the coop, getting cooped from a hole, until I'm numb, and then she fuck a nigga till I come, I beat it like a drum, so rockin' the coke, baby, I can fucking know.
Paper gang, weed away, smoking down and twisting haze, you know I look like wild gang. You know I look like wild gang, paper gang, weed away, smoking down and twisting hay. You know I look like wild gang, you know I look like wild gang.
Gotta do official, I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you save me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future's scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're back at it. The boy Dre Star. Another Monday. want to thank everybody for being here tonight. Oh, man, it's been a crazy weekend. It's been a crazy night. I hope everybody's safe. I hope everybody's healthy. I got a great show for you tonight. Like we do every Monday. You know, I'll bring you the, I'll bring you the real. You know what I'm saying? Real, up close and personal. As I always tell you guys, not everybody got 16 bars, and not everybody has a jump shot. So it's okay to have a 9-to-5. It's okay to have your own business. It's okay to be an entrepreneur. So tonight, I got to sign up for you, Ms. Stephanie Martin, for being in the building. But before I do that, I have a very, very special guest host tonight. This gentleman is a brother to me. You know what I'm saying? We've been rocking for a few years now, and I want y'all to help me welcome D'Angelo to the show.
Yo, what's going on, big dog? What's going on, man?
Cool, man. I want to thank you for, coming in tonight, man.
Man, I appreciate you having me, man, for real, man. How everything your way, man? What that weather looking like that way?
Man, it's kind of cool, you know what I'm saying? But, it is what it is, getting ready for that snow real soon.
Oh, yeah, we already got it, man. We got like 5 to 6 inches out here in North Dakota. So everybody out here in North Dakota, drive safe, man. Drive safe.
Definitely, man. So, man, I want to thank you, man, because just want to let everybody know, you really helped me out this week with the guests, I came to my man. I said, man, I want to interview someone that's, into the law, in the law field. Now you blessed me with your special guest tonight. You want to introduce her?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Man, she's been a good friend, man. I've been knowing her for 20-plus years, man. And she always, to be honest with you, man, we came up in the rough neighborhood. But through all of that, man, she was one of the ones that kept her head down and, actually, kept forward with her dream. So she's been a good friend, man.
Definitely, bro. All right, so as the audience, give a round of applause for Miss Stephanie Martin.
Good evening, everyone. Thank y'all so much for having me.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. Definitely. Definitely. So, Ms. Martin, what you tell the people a little bit about yourself?
D'Angelo said, we grew up together and we've known each other a long time. I don't know, but I've always been on the right track and want to do the right thing. So, I have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice and working on a master's degree, and I work in the criminal justice field. When I was younger, they used to actually call me DA. I guess I wanted to be a district attorney. But, as you get older and you kind of see how it all works, that's
right.
Kind of not what I did.
Right.
But being in the criminal justice is just about being a change agent, trying to just, change people's different perspectives.
Let me ask you a question, Stephanie. My bad. Let me cut you off. Let me ask you a question. When you was coming up, what was your biggest thing that you seen that kind of made you really want to go the route you went?
I don't know. When you just kind of seen everything and when you seen all the bad stuff, for me, it was just like I didn't want to do that.
So the question is, have you seen bad stuff?
Like drugs.
From drugs to people going to jail to,
right.
Poverty, right?
Right.
So with that, just saying you overcame that obstacle, like, what did you see, like, that, like, did you see anything detrimental that you were like, you know what, I want to change this, or I want to do something better for myself, or did you see anything like that?
Well, it was just the whole, you know, cycle of growing up, like the whole, you know, growing up in the projects and, you know, mom working all these jobs just to barely meet it, and it was like, okay, it has to be something better. So, you know, growing up, they tell you that, you know, you can get an education, that'll take you a long way. So, like, early on, that was my mindset.
Okay. I don't know if you want to touch on this topic. You have a brother that's incarcerated. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
I mean, it's...
How has that been for you, for your life? Like, you know, especially doing what you do, does it give you an insight on law a little bit?
I mean, it does. It's not, you know, anything I'm ashamed of, or they, you know, they fully support my working in the criminal justice field. They think it's, you know, cool. It's like, hey, my sister is a, you know, so-and-so. It just makes it real. A lot of people tell you when you're incarcerated, like, you're not the only one incarcerated, like your family is incarcerated with you, like, just whenever you're out doing whatever, you have to know, like, what comes with it, like, and talking to people, I used to ask them, like, so you were going to sell dope, like, till you were 80? And they'd be like, well, you know, in the moment, like, I wasn't really thinking about it, like, the next year. And to be honest, that stuff doesn't make sense to me. So I can never relate to
that. That concept, I get you.
Yeah, I can never relate to it. But, you know, it's real. You have to know, you know, people get the right information from. You have to know, like, what you're up against. You have to know, like, taking a plea deal, you don't have the rights to appeal and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
So, just things like that.
If you've seen someone, I mean, well, to the young folks right now, if you could give them one advice, what would you give them?
Know all of it. Whatever you're doing, know all of it.
The ins and outs, the ups and downs, the good, the bad.
You know what comes with it. If you in those streets, I'd say anything that comes from the streets is freezing to death, and it's just that simple. So you live by that gun, you die by that gun. You in these streets, you make enemies. Some people don't forget. That's not the only way. Even if that's all you grew up around, it's so much more to life than just that.
Right, right. Let me ask you a question. What was it that kept you on the right track? You know, I know you had hard days where you felt like you wanted to give up, you know, and things like that. But what kept you motivated?
When you can just change that one person, you know, like when one person can be like, hey, Miss Martin, you know, you was all right. You the reason why, you know, I wanted to do right, or you stayed on me so I can do right. Like, even when I was a probation officer, it just took one probationer to be like, you know, hey, Miss Martin, I really respect you. You know, what you did was right. You know, I appreciate you for making me stay focused. Then that just gives you the drive to keep changing one more person and one more person.
You see, no, I can say something with that. See, that's be a lot of problems sometimes. Like, people don't see the good that they do. Like, you know, working a McDonald's job, you really don't see, like, a life that you change flipping a burger. You know what I mean?
Sometimes
they don't see that good coming out of that. You know, they just think it's just another job. See, with a job like that, you can see someone, you can actually change someone physically, you know, going through something like that.
Right. It's like, usually when I meet the people, they be on 100. Like, they rude and they ugly. And I just let them be that because they're not mad at me. You know, they just make up whatever happens. But I tell them after that first time, hey, you ain't going to come in here like that no more. So I let you get it all out now. So this is what we're going to do. Because most of them just frustrated about how the whole system played them, or how they, you know, how they thought it was going to go one way and it didn't, or how somebody told them something, or just whatever. So they're just frustrated. So then once you get that out, then once you can talk to them, like, hey, listen, I really understand what you're saying. Like, you know, I know, you know, where you're at. And then they kind of respect you more. So a lot of it is just about gaining the respect of people. And, like, you don't have to go somewhere and toot your nose up because they're in the jail. So, like, I see clients down in the jail. When I first meet them, when they walk in the room, I say, you know, hey, Mr. So-and-so, how you doing? So I already just gain the respect. They'd be like, oh, okay. You know, so I ain't in there, like, sit down, do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, calling them an inmate. You know what I'm saying? So once you gain the respect of people, it'll take you a long way. I know people who worked in prisons and, like, collapsed, and it was, like, the inmates who surrounded her to the medical team instead of, like, you know, whoever doing whatever to her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So once you gain the respect of people, it makes it a little easier. Now, people are going to be nasty. They're just people. But gaining respect and looking at people as people and not inmates or whatever takes you a long way in the field.
Definitely, definitely. So what other goals do you have as far as your career? How far do you see yourself taking your career? Or are you established?
That's a good question. That was doing. I want to be a DA. I don't know if I still want to be a DA. A lot of work coming with being a DA. I don't know. I was just talking to a friend the other day. He was like, hey, man, you need to go to law school. And I'm like, maybe. I really just want to be a supervisor of a group of people and make top dollar and go home every day at 5. So I don't know. I guess we'll see what life takes me after I finish this master's degree, and we'll see what door opens.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's say there's a person out there that's thinking about, you know, wanting to get into the law field. What steps do you advise them to take early? Let's say they're like 18, 19 years old. What steps do you think will help them, you know, get to your goal faster?
Probably like interning at a place. You know, a lot of people, it's kind of like, you know, like volunteer for free. They're probably not going to pay you, but just try to, like, intern at different places if you really want to. And then just try to get in a school, even if it's like a technical school. And then intern, just kind of see where you want to be. Because, you know, most of them know to be a police, you have to start, you know, at the very bottom of the totem pole. Like, you don't just go and straight be a detective or an investigator. You have to start a road patrol, and, you know, everybody knows road patrol is the most dangerous. So, you know, just know, like, whatever you're doing, know the steps to get to it. Kind of do your research, talk to people around. But you can do anything you want to do. It's ways to do it. Sometimes you don't have to take the traditional way. You can take the less conventional way. But you can definitely do it. No matter where you come from or your background, or if all your family is convicted felons like mine, you still can, you know, be in the law enforcement field and make a real change. And still have the people from your hood respect you.
Exactly. So listen, what we're going to do now, we're going to go into a break. And we're going to come back and see if you got any callers, any questions. And we're going to be right back with Destiny Martin. Let's go.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me.
nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from, ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Find the senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Gotta be healthy. That's that boy, early 2030, out of Patterson, New Jersey. Walk with me. Like I said, man, we're still here with Stephanie Martin. We're gonna go to the phone lines and see who you got. Let me see. 2241. You live.
Hello. How you doing? Hello.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on with you?
Hey, what's going on? Nothing, same old. I just I was reading in a bio that Miss Martin was she worked in a halfway house and for attorney, and I think maybe in the jail. Is it is any of them jobs that you had was one you wish you wouldn't have done?
No. Like all that stuff comes with the job. Like, you know, you have to talk to and deal with the most, you know, people that's been shunned by society. So it's not that. Like, it's just the respect. Like, as long as you respect people and you talk to them in a manner in which it's respectful, then no matter where you go, it's not as, you know, bad or scary. Like, you still have to be aware. You know, you still have to be, you know, aware of where you are, aware of who you're dealing with, but it's still a way to do it. So sometimes people get caught up in, you know, in that, like, you deal with them and you want to be nice or whatever, but you have to remember, like, hey, these people are, you know, like, some serious offenders. Like, they're not in there for purse snatching.
Yeah.
So you just have to be mindful. You worked inside the jail too? No, I have actually never worked in the institution. That's the one thing I say, like, I'm not working in the institution. That stuff is tough, and I applaud any correction officer. The halfway house was the closest I got, but it was no bars or doors or all that clanging, walking with gun and all that stuff.
Do you believe that women should be allowed to work in prisons with men and vice versa? Men should be allowed to work in prisons where there's women at?
Sure, why not? It's not a matter of defense, it's just a matter of integrity. And even if it's men and men and women, you know, still, you know, integrity is still a big issue. You know, and of course, it just has to be guidelines set in place. Like, I know, you know, the jail I've been going to, it's a certain part that the female correction officers do not go to. You know, they'll go all over a jail, but they won't go to this particular area. Like they're not allowed, or that's not, you know, the way it's set up. But so it's certain things like the women guards don't do.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling again.
All right.
Wow. This has been a great interview, man. I want to thank you again, you know, for coming out, you know, and telling your story. Before I let you go, is there anything that you want the world to know, you know, as far as any last words you want to say?
Change starts within you. You know, a lot of people talk about changing the criminal justice system and changing, you know, oh, we need to change laws and we need to, you know, do this and that, but it starts with you. So, you know, each one teach one. And yeah, just no matter where you come from, you can do anything you put your mind to.
I can't say it better myself. And again, I appreciate you, you know, for joining us. D'Angelo, man, you've been a great host.
I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Definitely, man. Yeah, another great show. Yeah.
Thank y'all so much. I have a good evening. Stay blessed.
You too.
I appreciate it. Still appreciate it.
Round of applause for her, definitely. All right, people, don't forget, Friday night, kicking it over to Jason podcast. He has a great show lined up. Don't forget, tomorrow night at 7 p.m., Point of Impact. Will be live, same number, 7 o'clock, great show tomorrow. Don't forget, Saturday, we got Forrest Nick, Golden Folks Talking. Man, we out here, man, trying to entertain you guys. So, until next Monday, I see you.
I don't know. What y'all need to learn? I'm in this shit to win it.
I'm not a son of a single mother. And rather than catch me in the liquor club, she could find us a bar to take like a rubber drugger. You bet you can't handle your 18, girl, you need to run your 13. Now you're pushing your dream, you drive your game, it's sad. The only thing you can do for me is the name. You know what you do to the game, or to the next fight. I think this is insane, the only one you might. You look at the body, you might think of a curse. You look in the eyes, you feel pain and it hurts. Lord, I never thought that I'm putting my work. Say you know how I feel? I don't think so. You say I'm fixing the deal. Man, you better go. I know you hurt me. So I'm gonna snap the